You're listening to KNKX. School starts Wednesday in Seattle, and with it comes a big question. Is school bus service going to be any better than last year? The district's bus contractor had more than 4,000 delays or canceled routes last year. That caused a lot of stress for families, and it's something the district's new superintendent has been trying to resolve. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
Every school day last year, Rhonda Kim was bracing for this kind of robocall.
This is the Seattle Schools Transportation Department calling to let you know that Route 637 to Lafayette Elementary School is running about 2 hours late this morning. We apologize for any inconvenience this has caused your family.
That wasn't just a one-time thing. Data from the school district show her daughter's bus was delayed by a total of 33 hours last school year. Kim has three kids, ages 2, 4, and 7. Every morning, she was trying to gauge if they should keep waiting for a bus that might never come, or if she should pile all the kids into the car for what turns into a 40-minute round trip.
You know, as winter kind of came on, and we had snow, we had, you know, rain, and we're all standing out there kind of huddled in cold, and I have my three kids, and then all the other kids at the bus stop. It was super stressful.
And Kim says she was troubled about the other kids waiting at the bus stop without their parents.
They're little, standing on the side of the road, and I'm hearing that the bus isn't coming, and then I don't have any permission from their parents to take them to school, so they're stranded. I'm feeling like, what do I do? They're then walking back up the hill. I don't know if their parents are there, if they're going to be at home alone.
Her daughter, Elena, is going into second grade. She likes to ride the bus when it's on time.
What was it like last year riding on the school bus?
Sometimes really bad because sometimes it was really late.
She'd get to school and the teacher would already be in the middle of a math lesson.
I feel sad when it's really late because then I can't see my teacher.
The bulk of the delays happened in the fall because the contractor, First Student, had a shortage of drivers. The Seattle School District contracted with a second vendor, Durham School Services, to get 15 more buses. And the school board recently approved an extension of that contract. But the problems go much deeper, according to a report done for the school district by the Council of the Great City Schools. The report describes a dysfunctional transportation department that, quote, appears to lack a sense of urgency to change what seems to be embedded inertia.
It's obviously been an area that has not been given the attention it deserves.
Fred Podesta is chief operations officer for Seattle Public Schools. He says the district's new superintendent, Denise Juno, is making reliable transportation a priority. He says the district is close to hiring a new transportation manager, and that person will be higher up in the organizational chart.
Superintendent Juno certainly understands that all those operational things make teaching possible and make teaching and learning possible, and you need to be in class on time if you're going to participate. And so has really put a focus on it, as has the board.
For example, the new strategic plan says having predictable operational systems is a priority. And Podesta says the district has worked with First Student to make sure there are enough drivers this year. But he warns families that the start of the school year may still be bumpy.
The challenge for Seattle Public Schools is we run this little transit company, and it goes on hiatus for 2 months. And then we start it up and, you know, put 365 buses on the road, transporting more than 20,000 kids to 104 locations, and all expect them all to show up at a particular place kind of in a 10-minute window. That's a big task, and it's a really big task the first day you're doing it.
We won't use the bus on the first day.
Rhonda Kim says she's not willing to chance it for her daughter.
I don't want her to miss out on the first day of, you know, meeting her teacher and meeting her new classmates. And that's too important of a day to start off with being, whether it's 5 minutes late or 2 hours late. I can't rely on the bus for that first day.
Beyond that, she's hoping school bus service will be reliable. Families across Seattle are hoping the same thing. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.